peek there. My name's Alan. I'm your host. And this is the Cluttered Minds Podcast, I guess. 2.0. Hopefully we sound better.
New and improved.
Yes. And that, you hear, is my co-host, the beautiful, the vivacious, the scrumptious, Justin Nelson.
And the well-hung.
Well hung, Justin Nelson.
That's a better intro. I like that.
That's good.
I like that one. It's better. That's 2.0. That's the 2.0 intro.
2.0. Well hung.
Extends.
Yeah, so this is the podcast. I guess we're podcasting right now. It's been so long. It's been since September, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's, I think it was right. September. I have dates on the on the podcast, but... yeah, welcome. This is, I don't know if you don't know what we're about. We're about technology, video games, politics, and sexual orientations.
And dinosaurs.
Yes, 6,000 years ago, dinosaurs.
And the TV show Dinosaurs.
Is that a TV show?
Remember the Dinosaurs TV show, Not the Mama?
You mean like the documentary?
No, the TV show that was on TGIF, ABC. It was like the people in costumes.
Oh, yeah.
It was basically like Family Matters, but dinosaurs.
Yeah.
It's like the exact same show.
It's like a real sitcom with dinosaur people. Oh, my God. That was a show.
That was a show.
That was, that it happened. Wow.
I had every season on VHS as a child.
Are you serious? Did you love that show or something?
I love that show. That was my show.
I didn't even know that. That's crazy. Oh, my God. Dinosaurs. Oh, I'm going to have to find that on YouTube now.
Yeah, Steve Urkel played the voice of the baby.
Nah, it sounded like him. What?
Yep, that was him.
Blowing my mind right now. He's blowing my mind right now. Like, this is crazy. I totally forgot about that show. Like,
and if you think about it, like, the entire show is, like, the plot lines and the way the characters interact is exactly like Family Matters. It's crazy.
Really? I didn't even make those parallels.
And a big Carl Fat... dinosaur.
How long ago was that?
Early 90s.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, mama. Like that, right?
Yeah.
I remember that.
He was always in a high chair.
It's coming back to me. Yeah, he's always in a high chair and he's hungry all the time, right?
Yep. He always has a pan or something in his hand to hit people with.
Oh, God. Dinosaurs, guys. Cluttered Minds Podcast endorses dinosaurs. Watch that show. Anyways, so I guess we should let's catch people up what we've been doing over the last 9 months, 10 months, almost a year. God, it's been like 10 months. 10 months. I got a new job. What did you do, Justin? Didn't you get a new job too?
No. Same job, different location. Got married. That's kind of a big deal.
That's, side little minor note, just a little
minor thing. Note. Got married.
You had to tell nobody. Jeez.
No. Gee. Show.
He's married,
off.
Ladies. Just letting you know. He's game. No, it's not.
It's just more of a challenge.
Man, got married, moved. He was in Flagstaff before, right?
Previously in Flagstaff. Now I'm back home in the Mesa of the Arizona.
Hmm. It's a good place. It's a good place. What else is new? I got a new job. I got a car. Yep. I didn't have a car before. I don't think anybody knew that. But. And I don't know what else. I don't know what else. I think that's it, folks. Next segment. I guess. Should we just talk? What do you think we should go into next?
I don't know. I guess today is the official last day, or I guess yesterday was the official last day of the Steam summer sale.
These are the ending hours, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate, but also very fortunate. It's a double negative in
a way. Yeah, because now I'm not spending money.
Yeah, double negative makes a positive. So
it's all in
all
a good thing.
I'm sad that it's over. I'm sad that I'm not saving money, but... The positive is I'm not spending money. So it's a double negative.
See, this is a smart man. He just got married, folks. That's what happens when you get married. You get smart. Yeah, this is the last day. Last day, Steam sale. and we bought games.
I bought a lot more than I normally do.
Oh yeah. Finally, you have nothing in your
I would list. Say I effectively almost doubled my library. Almost.
I am sitting at, according to Steam profile, which I don't remember how to get there, but I believe I have 185 games.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. A lot of them would be like, I'd imagine the expansions would count, but freaking...
No.
You have a lot of games.
They don't count.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they count as far as Steam is concerned, but not as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And I'm more important.
This is true.
So they don't count.
But, oh, no. Let me correct. Go to community and then go to profile.
Community?
Yeah. Community and then games, 247. That's me. 247 games right now. Wow.
Oh, wow. You're going to laugh at me.
What do you have?
68.
That's pretty good. That's better than the list that I saw.
Honestly, I probably started with 35 before the summer sale. Well, probably 40.
I guess we should explain the summer sale, huh? Steam summer sale.
It's a kick in the crotch for your wallet.
Exactly.
That should be the motto.
That's. They should just post that up on Steam. And everybody's like, Steam sale, right? Yeah, everything is super discounted. This is why PCs are awesome. $5 games all over the place. You're losing money if you don't buy the game.
You are literally losing money. Because as of right now, games that were $5 are now $25, $30.
It's ridiculous. And that, my friends, is more than $5. So
you're losing money. Exactly. You just lost $25 because you didn't buy this game.
That's my mindset. That's why I keep buying games. Seriously. Like, ugh. I didn't buy too much, though, actually. I think
I spent probably... I probably spent about 50 or 60 bucks, so not bad.
If you hit your account button, you can see what you bought and the store transactions, which... Here, I guess I'll start. I'll give you what I bought. I bought during... 2012 summer sale. April, July, July. Okay. So I bought... Nope. That's not it. Okay, here we go. First game I bought on the 13th was Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2. I don't know why I'm never going to play it. It was $2.49. That's why I bought it. That's why. It was only $2. And then I got an indie bundle, which comes with like 5 games. Actually, I bought day 1 bundle and day 2 bundle. That was on the second day, I believe. I was a little late. That was $20 total for 10 games. So split that up. How much is that? $2 a game. That's how I roll. Alan Wake bundle. That was $10. That was probably one of my biggest purchases. Hitman Collection and Legend of Grimrock. That was $12 total. But that's like 4 games total. So that was like $3 a game there. Fear 3, Dear Esther... And the OST, Mirror's Edge, Sniper Elite 2 V2, Insanely Twisted Channel Planet. Sniper Elite was free. Oh, I bought that at Amazon. Never mind. Scratch that off the Steam list. Amazon also does a sale list. Bought Morrowind. I haven't had that in a while.
You never... Oh, okay.
I have like 4 different copies of the game, but I don't have one on this computer. I love Morrowind. That's probably one of my favorite games of all time. But and Arma 2. And that was... $18. I didn't want to do that. That was.
Yeah, I couldn't justify that.
I couldn't justify it either, and I just bought it. What did you buy?
Okay, I got gifted Amnesia: The Dark Descent, which is I played the demo, which was probably the scariest game I've ever played. And I bought Red Orchestra 2 for $5. Man, that's crazy.
Oh yeah, I was gifted that. How come it didn't show up in here as a gift? Thanks, Justin.
No problem. I downloaded it and started playing it last night. It's pretty cool. I haven't played the online yet, but the campaign's pretty solid.
Here it's kind of tough. What else?
It is tough because I don't know. It's not. I'm not a big fan of computer keyboard controls for shooters. I know.
Weird.
Probably alienated about half of everybody that would ever listen to this. but I don't care. Fuck you. It's my game. I don't want keyboard controls. Get I just don't. It's not comfortable. I'll be comfortable.
Maybe you just don't have the right. You know, maybe you don't have the right setup.
If I had a better keyboard, I think I'd be happier. Like with, because I have really long fingers. So if like I had a keyboard or maybe just a like a game pad thing that just had the buttons spaced out more, then I'd be happier. Because I always fat finger stuff. I always hit two buttons at one time because my fingers are so close together. And I don't know. I just don't like it.
Usually you don't.
Controllers are better.
Fingers that much. Whatever. You're not playing the right game.
Probably. Oh, I got BioShock too. I've never played BioShock.
Any?
I never played any of them. The most I ever did was I played the demo on Xbox. That
sounds like a game Justin would have played.
Yeah, and I look forward to playing it on my PC.
Oh yeah.
So there we go. And I bought Deus Ex, a game I've been wanting since it launched, but couldn't spend the money. So now it was $5. So how could I not spend the money?
Human Revolution or
Human Revolution? No, just the Human Revolution.
Yeah, I have that too. I haven't played it yet, though. I've had it for since last year or last Christmas sale. Theme Christmas sale.
And then Fear 3, I bought Fear 3, but then came to find out my ATI graphics card is a piece of shit and doesn't work with Fear. So I have to wait for the patch or get a new card. And I'm probably just going to get a new card for Christmas or something. And
yes.
Just go that way.
Get that NVIDIA.
Yes. I got Far Cry 2 just because it looks pretty.
Yes, that's why I bought it too. I hear you can burn stuff and do some crazy stuff on it too.
Exactly. I don't know if that's why true not. Or not. I'm going to put some barrels together and just blow them up. See if I crash my computer.
I don't even know if that's possible. Maybe people were lying and just I bought the game for nothing. But it was $2.
Exactly. So why not?
You're losing money if you don't buy the game, folks.
From Dust. I got From Dust for like $2.50.
I wanted to buy that.
$2.50.
And I didn't buy it.
And I bought it.
I didn't buy it.
You didn't buy it? I thought you already had it.
I know. I meant to buy it, and then that was before I downloaded the app on my phone. Oh, no. I had the app. I just didn't activate it, and then I just I forgot about it. I'll wait for next sale.
Yeah, it's going to be on winter sale for sure.
It's been on at least the last sale and this one, so.
Yeah, I got, let's see, Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit.
Yeah.
Just for a fun racing co-op game. Why not? Fine. It was $5 again. One of the many $5 pickups. Like I said, Red Orchestra 2.
Yeah.
So far, very, very solid game. I can see why it was Game of the Year on PC when it launched. It's pretty sick.
I've only seen a little bit. I wanted to play it, but it seemed a little intense. But I'm willing to try it because I have it.
It's not as intense as I anticipated. I thought it was going to be along the lines of Arma, but not quite. And I was pleasantly surprised that it's not that intense.
Have you tried Arma with the controller yet?
No, not yet. I only have the demo, and I don't know if the demo... I haven't tried it since I first downloaded the demo, so...
I need to try that. I know, I have the game now, so I'll try that. And let you know how that rolls.
Yeah, and then I got Knights of the Old Republic. Not a huge Star Wars fan, but it was like a $2 game, so.
Yeah, that's why I bought that too. I have that just sitting there. I haven't touched it. I've installed it.
Yeah. And then I double dipped. I bought Splinter Cell Conviction. I already have it on Xbox, but it was a $5 game for the PC.
Did you buy the pack?
I did not. But I did not. But it was $5 game, and it's a really fun co-op game. I figured we could play sometime when we have nothing else to play.
I don't have that.
Yes, you do.
Not on PC. I don't think
it showed up when I bought it that you had it.
Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
No, Tom Clancy's.
Yeah.
No, I don't have it. I don't have that yet.
God.
That's why I was wondering why you bought it. Either way, I'll probably buy it next sale or something. We won't get to it until next sale.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway.
We'll try to. We'll see.
Toy Soldiers. It's a fun tower defense game. That's about
Tower defense.
250 again.
I wonder if there's co-op on that. I should have thought about that.
It's a fun game. Trine 2. Never heard of it before the sale, but it was $2.50 again, so picked it up.
Did you buy Trine?
It's a huge file. Oh, what was that? No, I did not buy the first one. I did not.
You are gaming wrong, sir.
I don't care. Two before one is what I say. It's going to be better.
Let's see.
I think that was it. That's all I got. Yep, that's all I got.
Well, that's pretty much everything we bought, but what are you going to play?
I already started Red Orchestra, but I'm thinking I'm going to wait.
I don't think the single player is not a real thing, I don't think.
No. Like, but it's a full campaign. Like it's two full campaigns. You play as the Germans first, and then when you beat that, you play as the Americans.
Is it? I didn't think it was like a main focus, though. Like, it wasn't.
No, it's definitely multiplayer focused.
And then I have Alan Wake. Did I even say about that? Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
about the bundle. I have both. I think I'm gonna try to play that tomorrow. I don't know.
I don't know. How much was it? It was 10, right?
The bundle. I bought the bundle.
So it was 10.
It might have been cheaper than that. Alan Wake bundle, $10. Yeah.
I don't know.
So yeah.
I don't. Couldn't go 10. Beat it.
Couldn't do $10.
Not for a game I already beat. If it was a game I just kind of started, maybe. But I already beat it.
Whatever, you double dipped on Conviction. I thought we beat that already.
I never beat that on Xbox.
Oh, I beat it with.
It was only $5.
Oh. Beat it with a buddy of my mind. Of mine, so. Whatever. I do what I want. But
before I start anything, I think I want to finish Skyrim. At least the main story on Skyrim.
That is a bad idea. This is not.
I'll get so sidetracked.
There's no way.
I have 44 hours on the game and I've done maybe two main story quests.
I've only got 10. I don't want to touch it yet.
I just love that game. So sexy.
It's a good game. It's a good game. Solid game. I'm sitting here. I've been talking with a buddy of mine. I'm like, he gave me a huge list of games because we all have backlogs. Everybody has backlogs now. And he's like, gave me a list. He's going to play of like Assassin's Creed and some RPG game I can't remember, and Enslaved, and he started on Enslaved instead, or he's starting with Enslaved. I beat Enslaved, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. It's a pretty decent game. I rented it. It's definitely not worth, I don't know how much it is now. It's probably worth, if it was a $5 deal, pick it up, but if not, it's not. It's all right. Anyways, doesn't matter. I've been playing Mirror's Edge. I played like 2 hours of it.
I don't know about that.
It's a beautiful game. Like, it looks amazing. That's the main reason I bought it. And that was $5. I bought it because it looked amazing, and I turned everything maxed out, and it looks breathtaking. But yeah, no, it looks really good. It looks a lot. It came out 3 years ago, or in 2009 sometime. Probably 3 years ago, and it looks better than most games now still. It's good. I showed you pictures, right? It's pretty cool. It's really frustrating, though. The design decisions or game mechanics and stuff is weird, but whatever. I've been playing that. I think I installed all the games I bought for the first time, except Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, which is there's a co-op mode that you like play through this thing, but I'll probably talk to you guys to get it in the next cell.
You installed everything so far?
Everything I bought. I don't have all my games, but almost all my games are installed now. The only ones like Alan Wake's American Nightmare, which is the expansion thing. I didn't do that. I have Bastion not there. Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind. I just wanted to own the game. I don't need to. I have Grand Theft Auto, all of them, but I only installed San Andreas in Episode 4 or Grand Theft Auto 4. Stuff like that. I have a lot of little. All the main games are pretty much on. On my drive, I'm ready to play. Or I haven't played them, but they're ready to go. I still got Batman, Arkham City, I gotta play that. Dirt 3.
I probably should have bought that.
How much was it?
10.
Oh, yeah, you probably should have bought it at 10. You sure it was 10, though?
Winter Sale.
I don't know if it was 10, though.
I have plenty of stuff to keep you busy. I got
Bulletstorm and Rage and
everything. Really? Why'd you get Bulletstorm? That game sucked.
I don't know. Because I can just cheat my way through it.
That's true. But I don't know. I still didn't like it.
It could be that bad.
It was, I don't know. I didn't like it.
Like, not at all?
Not at all. Nothing about it.
I don't know. I just bought it. It was cheap. It was like $5.
It looked cool. It could, yeah, it looked cool. That was about it.
Is it worth $5? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a $5 game.
Most games, I'm willing to pay probably, even for a crappy game, $5 for a game. I don't, almost any game. $2 for sure, I could buy any game for $2. And there's a lot of games that were $2. What about this, you don't have Arma. Why didn't you buy Arma? You should have just...
It was $18. That's why.
It's fucking expensive, man.
When everything else you're buying is $2 and $5, $18 is like $100.
Yeah, but still, it's I don't know. I want to play
I'll definitely get it for the winter sale. I'll definitely get it the winter sale.
Whatever, you're probably
if not,
you're going to probably end up with a gift is probably what's going to happen. You're going to be gifted with the damn game.
Because I do want to play DayZ. As long as it's controller enabled, I want to play DayZ.
I'm going to play, before I buy it, I want to make sure, I'm going to play that and see how it is. If it's good enough that I like it, then I'll probably
buy it then. If it's actually legitimate, like controller enabled, it's not jankety and stupid, I'll probably just pick it up before the winter sale.
Yeah, I'll probably try that. Or I'll let you know. I'm going to probably try it tonight, maybe tomorrow. I want to play it. I want to play the DayZ mod. I don't know about... Actually, I want to play Armor 2. I want to play a serious, crazy hard. But if the controller, it couldn't be that hard, right? At least the basics of moving and shooting should be on a controller. So maybe that will change everything. Like, the whole view of you not is too intense. So maybe it'd be easier. Bioshock. I have both Bioshocks, too. I haven't beat either one, but I have played enough, a good amount of Bioshock 1. You should play... I can't believe you haven't played those.
Nope. No. Never.
I'm surprised.
Kind of shocked.
Yeah. Have you, so, for anybody that has listened to our old podcast, which nobody has as of now, but maybe when we get rich and famous from podcasting for free. Our old podcast, we talked about the games that we wanted to play, and you, Justin, wanted to play Assassin's Creed 2.
Oh, God. I haven't touched that game since then.
I was listening to him. I was like, I'm going to ask him about this. I'm going to ask you about this. Because you haven't touched it since then? Since September, I guess?
Since then. Well,
I haven't touched Bastion since then either.
Then.
That was my game. And I haven't beat it yet. I'm still stuck at the spot I'm stuck at. Bastion. I double dipped. I think I bought it just for the... I double dipped only because I wanted the soundtrack. I seem to be into soundtracks now. Game soundtracks. They're catching my ear. So we have failed in our pursuits for beating the games that we originally planned, because I haven't.
I'm gonna abandon my Assassin's Creed 2 quest on Xbox and just start getting them on computer.
I should have bought that pack, huh?
Yeah, I should have.
I regret that decision. I know. But maybe I'll just wait. We'll wait for the Christmas sale and we'll jump on it then.
Yeah, I'll just get every game and start.
By then, the new one will be out.
Yeah.
Hopefully on PC too. I don't know if it's day and date, but December.
You know, I kind of wish I would have waited and bought Dark Souls on PC instead of PS3. And then I probably would have been more excited about it.
Yeah, it's not. Wait, you bought it on PS3?
Yeah.
Xbox?
No. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Oh, I played that game. And we talked about it, and it was before it was out. I almost beat it. I haven't beat it yet because all these other games came out and then got a new job and all that stuff. But I got really far in that game. I'm so amazing at it. Justin, you know what? I'm going to have to come over one day and just show you my dude. It's so cool. Like, it gets... I love that game. Dark Souls. and supposedly we could play together now. People have figured out how to make it work.
Oh, really? Like, every time?
Maybe we'll have to try that. I don't know. I'll look into it. I haven't really looked too much into it because I wasn't going to play it until later this year. Like, my whole thing is I have so many games that I need to play, and I have so many RPG games that just take forever, not even counting Skyrim. So But we'll have to figure out a schedule. Maybe should we? Since we're gonna be podcasting. Well, we were supposed to come out. Whatever. We're podcasting now. So we're gonna try to do that consistently. So if we do this consistently, every Sunday, hopefully, or at least every week, we should maybe make. Do you want? Let's do it. Let's choose a game and we're gonna beat it. No
together
deadline.
Or you pick a game and I pick a game.
I don't know. Do we have same games? I don't think so. I have a list that I kind of want to. I don't know. Probably different games, but
Skyrim.
Really? You're gonna okay? I mean,
it's gonna take too long. Take way too long.
I've been choosing short, like Mirror's Edge. I could beat that game in like 2 hours.
I could probably beat BioShock in 2 weeks.
I'm gonna cheat my way through that. You're gonna cheat your way. Or you're gonna play it.
Do you have BioShock on PC?
I have both. Yes.
Have you played them yet?
I've started them up to see how they look, and they look good. But
so let's do that. BioShock.
Both beat BioShock. One.
Yeah. One. I don't have two yet.
I have two as well, so I'll beat both the game. No, I'm not sticking to that. Okay.
BioShock.
Should we put a deadline? We should not put deadlines.
Let's just do an update next week. See where we're at.
I'm gonna try to beat it. I'm gonna try to beat that game. Where we be like, and you die at the end. Ah ha ha! Ruined it. It's over. No, I don't know what happens. Actually, I kind of know what happens, but I've been interested in it. But I heard whatever. All right, BioShock. We're saying that.
Nothing like being 5 years too late, right?
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Who cares?
Whatever. Steam sale, guys. If you have a PC, you know about it, hopefully, if you're a PC gamer. But people that have consoles, you should totally get into the PC realm.
And write your congressman, sign the petition to have Steam on consoles.
Yeah, that's...
I think it'll happen.
Eventually. We'll see the next ones. I mean, what do you think they're going to announce the next Xbox and PS3 next year? Next E3? Yeah.
I think they'll come out next Christmas, next Thanksgiving.
I think they'll show it, and then they'll unveil the console itself, and then the next E3 they'll have the games, and then they'll come out that year, so 2014.
No, I think 2013.
All right, we're putting that on the books. You're saying 2013 Christmas time, or whatever, 2013, I'm saying 2014 Christmas time, so, no. Or at least
that's fall. Too long.
We'll see. We'll find out. If we don't, there's a tested. They eat eggs, but we can figure out something.
Let's do.
I'll buy you steak dinner
at Durant's.
What is that?
It's a really good steakhouse downtown.
And how much does it cost?
It's gonna be expensive.
God damn it! Okay, it is set. Next deal. Year. What if that place doesn't exist? It doesn't matter. We'll figure it out.
It's been there since the 60s. I think we'll be good.
And that's why it's going to be gone tomorrow. Next year. All right, so 2013. It's going to be a mob hangout. Christmas time. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Still is, kind of.
Either way. Okay. Next year. Fall time.
Durant.
If it's not out.
On you.
Durant's on you. Next year. I hope you're ready. You better start putting pennies in the jar.
December? No, we'll know before then. Next year. We should know by E3 next year.
Yeah, we'll definitely know. Mid E3. So as soon as we can, we'll update you guys. You guys probably won't remember, but we'll remember. Because that's a freaking yummy steak dinner, it sounds like to me.
Yep.
Damn it, that makes me hungry. All right, so we just made bets. We talked about Steam Sale. I don't know. What else is that game-wise?
Game-wise? I'm just excited to get back into games. I haven't played... I need to finish Mass Effect also. Maybe that'll be the next
one. Oh, I just bumped into my screen. But yes, Mass Effect 3. We need to play that game. We need to beat it because there's podcasts I can't even listen to because there's spoilers in them. So I don't listen to them.
Okay, I think BioShock's a relatively short game, so after that,
Mass Effect. We'll do Mass Effect. I'll probably play in between and switch. I like to switch up between. I like to play two games at once. Right now is the perfect time to beat some games, so I gotta beat Dead Space 2. Why don't you like Dead Space? Anyways.
I know I do. It's, I don't know. I get bored quick on that game. I have no idea why.
All you gotta do is hit like the B button and it shows you exactly where to go.
Oh, I know. I just get bored. I'm like, eh.
Hmm.
I don't know. I just don't feel like that way about that game. It's like, that game is like friend zoned it to me.
Okay. All right. I totally understand
I don't get it. It's like,
maybe you should. How much time have you put into it?
Like almost none.
Ooh. Well, then that's why you need to get further. The beginning.
That's probably true.
I don't remember how I got the first game. One. Took me a bit. On after PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about double tipping, just because those games are pretty. I don't know. You should play it. It got pretty good, I think.
Well, I never bought them on Xbox, so.
See, that's perfect then.
So I'll just get it on PC.
We'll slow down with the plans. Right now, we need to beat some BioShock 1, and then hopefully some Mass Effect 3. That's where we should go.
Yeah.
That's our path. We'll worry about the rest later. This is our 2.0 podcast, so we can't make it too crazy. Yeah, games. Love them. I got too many of them. I guess so. BioShock, what was the other game I'm playing right now? There's another game I really do need to beat, but I've kind of been holding it off. There's RPG games. I love RPGs, so I have a couple RPGs, but we'll talk about that later. All right. Well, then Steam is done. Let's talk about your Avengers box set.
Man. So did you watch the YouTube like unboxing trailer?
No, this? I didn't click that. Yeah, I saw it, but I didn't click it.
Watch that. I mean, you can mute it, but
okay.
There's really just sound effects. There's no like voice, so there's no real need to listen to it. But it comes in like a steel briefcase.
That sounds cool.
And you open it up, and there's an interactive motion-controlled Tesseract. That's just, I don't know, what? It looks cool. Completely useless. It's a paperweight, but it looks cool. And then you have all six movies on Blu-ray in limited edition artwork packaging slipped into the briefcase.
How big are they? And
back behind the scenes stuff about S.H.I.E.L.D. You get the dossiers about every agent, every character, their background, how they were recruited into the Avengers.
This is crazy. How much does this cost?
Amazon like right now, it's
and how much would all this cost you, Justin?
It's $139.
Only one small price, one payment of $139.
But what's crazy is last week it was $159, so it's dropping in price. So the price hasn't been really set yet.
I kind of want a steel briefcase.
Yeah, I really want it.
Are you going to get it?
I don't know. That's the thing. Collectible items, like how I want to look more into it and see how many are actually made. If it's just like a shitload of them, I'll probably wait.
Oh, you want it as a collector's item. You just
don't. I want it as a collector's item. I don't want just like some gimmick that where they make 5,000 of them or 500,000 of them, whatever. I want something that's actually
rare
because it's actually worthwhile to me.
Huh.
I'm not spending $150 on something that's just six movies. I don't know. I want more information before I decide on buying it.
That's pretty crazy. I didn't even know about that until I looked at it. I didn't even look at it until right now. I didn't click it on my phone when I was going through the whatever the list here. But man, I don't. $139, that's not too bad. When does it come out, though?
September 25th.
Yeah. We'll see.
Kind of a ways out, but I don't know. It's really cool.
It's expensive, but
I spent like a lot of money on previous movie limited things, and I'm like, I regret it afterwards. I'm like, I didn't need to do that. I just feel like I'd do the same thing here, but I don't know. This is pretty different.
That one sounds crazy. Maybe you should just limit your collector's items buying, or a limited edition or whatever it is.
Because I have the limited edition Watchmen where it came with the detachable ship that lights up and stuff, but I don't know if it was worth it. It's pretty cool, but I don't know.
Not sure.
I can't remember how much I spent on it, so.
For For me, I have too much. Like, I do buy some collector stuff, like for game wise, and it just kind of take up space.
Yeah.
I just don't have the space for it. So maybe that's, yeah. I don't buy as much as you do. So I don't know. That's pretty cool, though. The motion. I want to see that Tesseract.
Yeah, I want to see it in person before I make my final decision, because I have a feeling I might be disappointed.
There'll be some unboxings before, like, you could still pre-order it, hopefully. Maybe, have you pre-ordered it now and then just wait?
No, I probably should, just in case.
Do that just in case, yeah. Jinx. Avengers. I need to see that movie again, because what I saw, we'll get into that later. I'll talk to you about that off the air. But I liked it. It was good. It was really good. I love that movie. It was pretty good. Wasn't as good as Iron Man 1, though.
Mm.
That was a bold statement for me. I don't know. Personally,
It's hard to do. It's hard.
Maybe I have to watch them again, but right now, the feelings I had for both, yeah, I liked Iron Man 1.
I feel like Avengers was definitely my favorite, only because Iron Man 1 was so amazing because I had zero expectations. As far as the whole new movie, Marvel movie studio and their franchises. But the Avengers had so much hype that I feel like it totally lived up to it. Therefore, it was a better movie.
But they didn't have to do an origin story. And that's my true thing. Well, that's my factor to counter the awesomeness that is Avengers, is that Avengers was able to just go out there and but Iron Man had to set up all that crap, and origin stories are historically just, I don't know, they could tend to be roll on in a way that is not as entertaining. I don't know. I can see both ways, but it's good. I'm not deterring from it, so everybody knows that already. Everybody talks about it all the time. You saw The Dark Knight too, right? Was it good?
Yeah, I saw it on Saturday. It was really good. But you know, the same thing is,
don't spoil
it. All three movies of The Dark Knight were great, awesome movies.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not a Batman fanboy, so I can't like really feel what I felt for the Avengers and all of the Thor and Hulk and Iron Man movies, and Captain America. So I don't know. I just didn't feel the same way. So I didn't really have that like greatest movie of all time feeling.
Oh yeah.
But it's still a really good movie, and I could see how a Batman fanboy or a DC fanboy would totally be jizzing over that movie. So,
I'm not a Batman fan really that much either. So I mean, I enjoy the movies; they're entertaining, and I do.
Yeah, they're great movies.
So I'll see this one. I might actually go see it tomorrow. I saw Brave today, but I'll probably see that tomorrow. Batman. But we'll see. I don't know. But eventually I'll see. I always see the movies eventually, one way or another. But okay, so besides all that movie tangent, Avengers box set, I don't know. I might actually end up getting that. That seems cool. If it's cool, we'll see. If it's cool, I think I might want that. But no, where am I going to put that damn thing? No, you know what? I need to know and not buy it, but I kind of want one. It just looks really cool. And I'm not one to buy movie collector's edition. I don't think I've ever bought a movie collector's edition. Oh, I lied. I bought Avatar, but not like a...
You bought Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, see, there's like those collector's edition, and there's like these collector's editions. So I've never bought something like that, like worth an extra, like a helmet or something like that. I've never bought anything like that. I've bought like sets, I guess, collector's editions, but never like that. My sets are just, they're just the movies. That's all they are. I bought Harry Potter and all that stuff too. But, anyways, okay, let's talk about our last thing that has always been a talk of weird contention with our varying ideas on tablets, and why would you buy one is what you put.
Yeah.
So I'll throw my case, the normal one. They're bigger than a phone, and you usually use them on your couch or in bed. And people don't want a laptop, and they just want to browse the web while they're watching TV. And okay. for some reason, I mean, there's a mark. Well, the problem is that sounds the way I don't know the way I put it, it doesn't sound appealing at all. Like,
no.
But people have them. There's a huge market out there.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I think the price point needs to come down dramatically for me to. I have a Kindle Fire, only because it was one of the cheapest tablets at the time.
Yeah.
And it was exactly what I wanted it for. But like an iPad, I can't justify an iPad at all.
The comics look great on it.
It's a big phone. That's it.
True.
With no phone service. So it's less than phone. But it can't do more than your phone can.
It's bigger, though.
It's bigger. That's all it has going for it. So you're spending $500 on a big non-phone.
True, but we don't, I mean, technically we don't need our smartphones, but we buy a smartphone instead of a feature phone or a flip phone or whatever. I feel like...
Well, that's different because a smartphone is priced dramatically different. For 9 times out of 10, if you buy it correctly, you spend minimal out-of-pocket to get a current smartphone.
Yeah, you spend,
and yet you get all the same features.
And more, I guess, technically with the internet, but there's something about browsing not on your phone, but on if I had a laptop, that's what I would do. But if I had an iPad, I would sit down and just use that on, not for homework or anything, just for like little games. See, the market in general isn't necessarily for us, but I do want one just because I'm a tech guy, but, there's a lot of, does your wife's mom have one? Did she use it?
Yeah. Well, no. She watches it to make or watch YouTube videos, and that's pretty much it while she's on the couch.
As far as I know, everybody that I know that has a tablet uses it for menial or I don't know the word for it, but not for anything crazy. I don't see any really reason for it, but I could see where it would be better to use if I had both and I was at home or something. I would use the tablet and not my phone because it's just a better screen, especially with the Retina display and all that fun stuff. Just a bigger screen, I guess. Is that the draw? That's the draw, right? A better, bigger, better processor, I guess. Battery life. So it's like having a computer. But not just having
an with no programs. Well, no traditional programs.
True. Yeah.
That everybody's used to.
But there's. I can't justify it. Like, if I had to convince someone to buy me one, I couldn't justify it. It doesn't make sense. But for me, I would use that instead of my phone when I'm at home. That's where I would use it personally. I can just see myself just picking up my iPad when I get home and just use that.
Yeah, and that's why I bought my Fire.
Yeah, and
which is a much cheaper option.
True, and they're coming out with the Nexus 7 is coming out from Google, and that's the same.
Same price point.
Same price point, and it's the next. Supposedly, Amazon's going to make their next Kindle too, or Kindle Fire as well. So, but yeah, everything's going to be stronger and powerful, and the batteries will last longer. So everything. There's definitely, I mean, everybody's jumping into the tablet market. They've been trying. iPad owns it right now, but all these better tablets are coming out, so. But there's a reason for it. I can't describe, I don't know why people buy them. I thought it was the dumbest thing ever. But there's the benefit, I guess, must outweigh the cost. Because even $200 for another phone, I guess.
Yeah, it's still kind of steep.
It seems crazy, but. I mean, I don't have one now, so obviously it's not that. And you basically don't really. I mean, you have the Fire, but I don't know. You know, why would you buy one? I don't know. I don't know. I really, no one's really said, like, I need to get this because I want to podcast with it or do anything that I do on my computer or laptop, for that matter. But there's maybe it's for the people that get confused by laptops, just want to be able to get on the internet, surf the web, look at YouTube videos, and maybe send some emails and stuff, I guess. Maybe that's...
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
because there's a lot of people that get confused with computers or just don't want to deal with it. It's easier to just use the tablet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think realistically they don't make sense, but they're taking over the laptop market. So, and laptops now are starting to become, now they're trying to come up with the Ultrabooks or whatever to match up with the Apple Airs, since those are pot selling now. But people that have Airs, from what everything I hear on the internet, people that end up having a laptop, not Airs, but laptops in general, a decent one, a lot of the newer ones are Ultrabook or equivalent of, they don't use their tablets as much. So, I guess it's either you're like a tablet person or you're a computer person or a laptop person, I guess. Because I'm going to buy a laptop and that's going to be my productivity device for just productivity. Then there's the device for my phone, obviously, for phone stuff. And then I'll have my desktop computer to edit or do whatever I want to do, game and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not justified. I don't know. There's over 50 million people that have iPads, and that's not even counting any of the Android stuff. That's a lot of people. So I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know. That's a good question, but maybe you should just get one. Just get one. Get the Nexus 7.
No, I don't want the Nexus 7.
What?
It's like my phone. My phone can do everything. I have a Nexus phone. I don't need
which
a Nexus
is why you should compliment it with the Nexus 7. What's wrong with you?
No.
Maybe you should just get one.
It.
I mean,
I don't
maybe
want it.
The problem with the Fire was it wasn't good enough. At least for not good enough for you. Does Mandy use
it? I liked
yours?
It. Oops. I still like my Fire. It has a good web browser, and reading on it is really.
But the iPad with the Retina display, supposedly comics look amazing in that.
I don't read comics. I read physical comics.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of people are starting to do that now. But anyways,
I do read magazines on it.
So you should probably just you should have not bought the Kindle Fire and bought now. Well, the thing is, once you buy one, you got to wait 2 years. It's pretty much the cycle. Obviously, I can't convince you to buy one now because you just got one last year, right? It was last year. Yeah.
Yeah. Last
so
Christmas.
Next year, when you're buying me steak dinner, we'll talk about getting you a new tablet.
No.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. So you're gonna both buy me steak dinner and buy yourself a new tablet.
I will get a Windows 8 tablet, maybe.
See why is that? Because it can take the place of your computer, like a laptop.
No, because it integrates you with your computer.
I don't know.
Supposedly. It has yet to be seen. But
I mean,
what I hear, it's going to be basically a seamless transition between your desktop and your tablet. So that might make sense.
If you get,
but
well, yeah.
If I get Windows 8, if it's any good, we'll see. It's a big if.
Is it? Yeah. There's a lot of, the tablet market is odd. I'm getting engrossed into the Apple ecosystem, of course, but I've still got my PC. But I'm going to have my MacBook Air for school, and then I'm going to have an iPad eventually. These are my plans. But, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have a tablet and a laptop, which I'll probably not... I'm buying the laptop or tablet last. So
Why Apple? Why?
I like the MacBook Airs. I like the...
So why... Why an iPad?
iPad, because I'm already in that ecosystem, a lot of my apps will transfer over. I have plenty of Android ones, but Nexus 7 sounds... I don't know what's going to be out by the time I'm ready to buy one. Maybe there'll be a Nexus, whatever it is, and that will be fine, but I'll be already in. If I get the new iPhone, then all my apps transfer over. Everything that Windows is working on, Apple's kind of doing already, so it kind of just works out that way. But we'll see. The new phones, I just looked at the Samsung Galaxy S. We're going way off topic, but Samsung Galaxy S3 and the HTC One X, those are great phones. Those are actually the best phones you can buy on the market right now. period.
I still disagree
with that. Well,
technically, yes.
Technically, they're the best phone.
As a working phone, as a day-to-day phone, I still think the Nexus is better.
Why? I mean, these are faster and smoother, and the screens. I heard that the S3 is 4.8 inches. This is pissing me. It's pissing me off.
That's a little big. That's a little big.
It just keeps getting bigger, and it's ridiculous. I hate it.
I think my Nexus is perfect. I think it's about a 4.3.
My tablet problem. Yeah, well, my tablet problem is. Or the tablet problem that you have is basically my screen size problem. It's like I don't necessarily need it to get bigger. There's a certain size that I just want the phones to stay. And then if you want to get bigger, then get a tablet or use a laptop. Or then if you want to go way crazy, like my TV is on my computer or my computer is on my TV. And then I can just do that. I don't know. I feel like once they... Anyways, hopefully they don't get bigger. But 4.8 inches and then the HTC One X is 4.7 and then your phone is 4.65. But this is all... Your phone came out last year. This is where they're going. It just... It's ridiculous. I don't like third parties, I guess. I just want Google to make the phones. I want there to be Google, Windows, Apple. That's it. I'm tired of all these other HTCs and Motorola and all that stuff. I don't know.
That's the biggest downfall.
It's not really a downfall. Most people that aren't us, that are normal people, that actually... just don't do what we do at all. The way we need to use things, it's perfectly fine for them to have all the other places that have choices. But I believe overall experience, you get better if you just went with Google or the main people that made those phones.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like... I looked at the 4.1, the S3 today. I was looking at reviews, and I was just like... huge. It's getting bigger. I like my 4.3, and that's as, I didn't want to go bigger than that. Your phone is fine. It's bigger than what I would want. 4 inches, I still want that. But anyways, besides all my rants and raves about stupid phone sizes and tablets, we just need to get, next year, we'll just get tablets. We'll buy new tablets.
Yeah.
It's your 2-year cycle anyways, so... Your tablet's already getting dated. It's a quad core now. It's the Nexus 7, and it lasts for 9 hours. The battery.
How long?
9 hours.
My Fire will last way longer than that.
For continuous play.
Yeah.
And it runs good.
Yeah.
I don't know. There seems to be a lot of hitches in that thing. At least that's what I've seen. I don't know. I've never used it. What I used, it's fine. But I don't know. YouTube videos and high def, uh-huh. All that stuff.
I watch Netflix on it constantly, and it looks great. Almost DVD quality, but it's Netflix, so.
I heard that there's hitching. Well, whatever. It's a dual core. By then, they'll be at 16 cores next year. So, 16 core, 99-hour batteries. That's my dream. I just want batteries to last forever. Ugh, a month. I want it to be like my regular Kindle.
Yeah.
I love my e-reader book Kindle. It's awesome. I haven't read it lately, though. But the battery's still good. I haven't charged that thing. I don't remember the last time I charged it. It's great. That's what I want my phone to be. Just be like, every day. Anyways, if we had emails, we'd take emails right now. First email today is from Origin420X. And he wants to know...
I completely forgot we set up an account.
Yeah, we do have one. I have all that information. I found it.
What was the name of the website or email address?
Email clutteredmindspodcast@gmail.com, I think. I'll have to double check. But yeah, I think we've gone through all the topics. We talked a little bit longer than I would like. But we're almost 54 minutes in, so this is perfect.
I think we're more well-structured this time.
Yeah, we kind of kept it. Well, we just need to limit our topics, it seems like, because we'll definitely go off, or cluttered minds. It kind of makes sense. But yeah, this... Hopefully everybody enjoys it. I got some close friends and family members to listen to this. Well, they have podcasting stuff now. They have iPhones now, actually, so...
Oh, okay.
Or they have phones to do it. But anyways, anything you want to throw in here?
Yeah, have you tried Stitcher yet?
No, I haven't. I just haven't.
Podcaster on your phone, and so far it sucks.
I use so well. The problem I use I listen to, I have 24 subscriptions. I have 24 podcasts right now.
Yeah.
I have so many. So I'm like, well, okay, what do you think?
I really don't like it.
Or what's wrong?
It's really glitchy. At least on my phone, on Android anyway. It's really glitchy. It'll not let me get out of a podcast. It'll just keep playing every once in a while. It will freeze.
Have you bought Dogcatcher yet?
No, I probably should.
Just do it. I'm telling you. I'm just going to do it. It's such. If you have an Android phone and you listen to podcasts, download Dogcatcher. It's the best one. I still have it on my phone, and it's still great. It works just as good, or if not better than the podcast. I paid for one on iPhone as well. That one's Instacast if you have an iPhone. And that one's really good, too. But those are the best on Apple, Instacast. On Android, Dogcatcher. I don't know about Windows Phone. Sorry, guys. But Stitcher, the idea is cool. The idea of stitching
together podcasts to make basically your own customized radio station of podcasts. But it just doesn't work the way you would think it would.
Yeah.
It's very disappointing.
Ambitious, but...
I don't know. I'm going to keep it. If it updates, I'll try it again, but... Otherwise, I'll probably just jump to Dogcatcher.
Do it. It's expensive, though.
Yeah, it's like $7 or something.
Yeah, sometimes it goes on sale. You should probably check that out. I'm telling you, buy it. It's so much better.
I could have sworn one time I saw it on Amazon on like a sale, daily deal or whatever.
You didn't buy it?
And I didn't get it. It was right before I saw it, and then you mentioned it like a week after. I'm like, oh, I just saw that.
Oh, Dogcatcher.
And I didn't know what it was.
So. And they update all the time. You can do so many. You can customize everything. You can customize exactly how much gets downloaded. When do they get undownloaded? Every time you listen to it, or if you choose it to do it. And also, like every week, it will. You can have it just keep like 3 downloads at all times. So then, every time a new one comes out, that last one will just disappear if you don't. If you want it to, you can customize so much stuff on it. It's so cool.
It
makes it much easier to. To manage, you can do anything you want with it, and
because I've been happy with Google Listen. It's just that every time you want to play one and say, I don't know, 3G isn't always the best, or like most reliable thing to stream
streaming?
From. It buffers way faster than it plays.
Yeah,
but still, like if I were to like just be driving and start listening to a podcast, it wouldn't buffer all the way. It would pause. So that's the only downfall about Listen is
you have to
actually be listening to the current pod. It only buffers one show at a time. You can't have like a cache.
Well, can't you just download in them?
You can, but they don't stay there very long.
Can't you control? I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I haven't used Listen that much, not as much as I wanted to. I wanted to make it integrated because then everything would just be integrated, but I just find the podcast. I have a certain like 5 or 6 that I always listen to every week, and then the rest I kind of just catch on when I run out of podcasts. But yeah, check out those. That's my there's our app recommendation segment, I guess. No, but
there you go.
Maybe we'll think about that, but that costs money and we don't have much. I have some. But all right. I guess this is Alan Robinson signing out. My co-host, what's your name?
Justin Nelson.
All right. That's how you say it, just like Justin Nelson. That's how you say
that? That's it. Totally serious. Monotone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it every time you say it.
We ended up kind of monotone throughout the podcast, by the way.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Let us know in the comments below. There's no comments below.
There will be.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Eventually.
Hopefully. Hopefully soon. This is your Cluttered Minds podcast for the week of July to the 23rd of 2012. And actually, this will come out Tuesday. So July 24th, 2012. And we'll see you guys next week.